Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler, and we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Hopefully, you guys are having a great week thus far. Recording this on Wednesday evening, as always, in the off season for the New York Jets. Sadly, playoffs are going on, wild card weekend. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the games. The divisional round coming up with a marquee matchup, Bills Chiefs, so definitely we'll tune into that one, but just this past week, you know, the Jets going about their offseason quietly. You know, you always hear teams these days, you know, open head coaching slots, like Bill Belichick leaving New England, finally, after 23 years. And just other, you know, other openings across the league. You know, what was happening with the Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Both of them staying as of tonight, Wednesday. It's always, you know, kind of fun to just keep track and keep track of those coaching openings. And this year, the Jets have none, right? I mean, they're retaining, you know, all the big pieces of their coaching staff. Offensive coordinator Nate Hackett. Defensive coordinator Jeff Albrecht, who actually just got announced as the national team head coach for the Senior Bowl this year. So that's about a month away. Yeah, and, you know, the Jets are kind of in a spot where, you know, they're kind of retaining most of the staff, including Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, of course, the main guys there, kind of going into next season. You know, kind of thinking about Aaron Rodgers and his second season in New York and hopefully playing more than four snaps, knock on wood. The Jets are, you know, kind of, you know, running it back for 2024 and beyond, right? I mean, it almost feels like they kind of got spoiled last year of their 2023. It was supposed to be, you know, a way bigger season than it actually was, but it ended, you know, four plays in with Aaron Rodgers going down, and he seems really healthy. Rich Samini actually came out with an article, I believe it was today or yesterday, kind of detailing the last 3 weeks of practice, or the last 3 days, I should say, of practice in that final week. It was kind of rejuvenating, right? I mean, players were talking about it like Rodgers, you know, didn't even get hurt, and that's a good thing, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you're going into next season, you know, hoping for a healthy Aaron Rodgers and hoping you can secure a veteran quarterback to back him up, right? Because there's Zach Wilson's not going to be here next season, and who knows where he's going to get traded, right? We'll go deeper into a Zach Wilson trade package video later in the off season, but you know, the Jets are kind of operating as though it'll be Aaron Rodgers and who, right? Jacoby Brissett, Gardner Minshew, who's going to be out there for the Jets to kind of poach to get on the open market. We'll see, right? Would they draft a quarterback maybe in the later rounds? That's also an option. He probably wouldn't be the backup, of course. He'd be a developmental third quarterback for Rodgers to kind of mentor down the line if he's open to something like that. But we'll see. Overall, we'll see what comes about. The Jets and their offseason ventures and where they go this offseason, it should be interesting. But as it stands right now, it's pretty quiet in Jets land, to be quite honest with you. All-Pro did get announced about 5 days ago. So Quincy Williams and Sauce Gardner, two very deserving candidates of All-Pro, right? I mean, Quincy Williams got snubbed as a Pro Bowler. He had maybe the best season of a linebacker in the NFL, to be quite honest with you. His impact is really unmatched at linebacker, and he's kind of the engine that made the Jets defense run, along with his brother Quinn Williams, Sauce Gardner, you know, amongst others, who on this elite defense, this number one ranked PFF defense. But Quincy Williams, of course, you know, finishing the season very, very strong, and just, you know, very deserving of the first team All-Pro, and we can now say that we have two All-Pro linebackers kind of covering the middle of the field, right, in C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams. And Sauce Gardner, right, the first cornerback since the merger in 1970 to be named first team AP All-Pro in his first two seasons. That is absurd, right? I mean, that's an absurd stat. Sauce is generational. He's a generational cornerback at the position. I mean, he's been everything you could hope for and more. I mean, out of a cornerback, he's on his way to a gold jacket. Honestly, I don't really care. I mean, you could easily say that in his first two seasons. The guy's the best cornerback in the NFL. I don't think it's close. And I think he's just on his way to being one of the most dominant players at his position of all time. I mean, is that gassing him up? Is that kind of putting my biases directly in the basket? Maybe. I mean, right? He is right up there with, you know, the likes of the greats, right? I mean, the interceptions aren't there, but he's not getting targeted, you know, 60, 70 times a season, right? He's given up like 26 catches all season. So, it's unbelievable, and it's quite, you know, rewarding as a Jets fan to kind of go from Revis to Sauce. It's kind of spoiled. But you know, kind of going from you know, Kevin Maui to Mangold kind of thing, right at center. It's you know, you take it for granted, but you shouldn't, right? I mean, you can't take it for granted, right? Cornerbacks in the NFL are very hard to find. Elite ones are almost impossible to find. They're close to all linemen, right? In my book, it's very hard to find an elite O lineman who could stay healthy. The same goes for a cornerback, right? An elite cornerback in today's game is very difficult due to the offense's high rate of passing and just, you know, the offense's kind of complexibility. I feel like it's very hard to find a cornerback who is very good at man and zone, a good tackler, and you know, just keeps their opponent on one side of the field. And Sauce Gardner does all the above. So I mean, shout out to Sauce as well. Those two guys, Quincy and Sauce, deserve that and more for their 2023 campaigns. And we can only hope next season Sauce gets it again. Three-time first-team All-Pro, three-time Pro Bowler. Let's try to keep it going for as long as possible. But Sauce is he's him definitely. So, yeah, shout out those two. I just wanted to quickly acknowledge them. And then for other things, this so far, I mean, you know, this is the time in the off season when I think the team is kind of just reflecting and putting together their board of things they have to do in the off season. And you know, one of those things is re-sign Thomas Morstead, who recently said that he would be interested in joining the Jets again. No interest in retiring. Thomas Morstead, that is the punter. He should have made all Pro Bowl and All Pro, actually, for that matter as well. But you know, it is what it is. Hopefully next season, if he returns to the Jets, he was talking with Ethan Greenberg, the New York Jets team reporter. He'll definitely get it. I feel like Morstead is definitely a key piece to this team. He definitely is. He's one of the best punters in the NFL, and I feel like that's an undervalued position. Definitely valued on the Jets, but we'll see, right? I mean, we'll see what comes about. The Jets re-signees, Greg Zuerlein as well, the kicker, is up for re-signing as well. Ashton Davis. We will go in, you know, to more of a bit of an in-depth overview of the Jets free agency preview, right? Free agent frenzy, and see who they could re-sign, who they might sign in March. Things of that nature. But the offseason, you know, the beginning of the offseason goes quick, right? Because there's a lot of excitement. Who's your team going to sign? Who's your team going to draft? Who's your team going to trade for and, you know, away? You know, I mean, there are a couple things, right, that come about in the offseason that your team is always involved in. The Jets, for one, are always active, especially during free agency, the trade market, and stuff like that with Joe Douglas. So, it'll be interesting to see what the Jets do this year, trying to surround Aaron Rodgers with as much talent as possible on the offensive line and at receiver. Need someone next to Garrett Wilson. Need someone next to AVT and Joe Tippmann, right? I mean, there's a lot to come about this offseason here, but we're ready for it. We're excited, and hopefully the Jets can make some noise this offseason and kind of improve the team in any way possible. So that's kind of mini preview there, you know, recap of the Jets all pro selections and things of that nature. But ESPN also released their top 100 most valuable players of 2023. I posted that on my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan if you wanted to check that out. Some serious names on the list for the Jets, right? Sauce Gardner coming in at 26, Garrett Wilson coming in at 45, Quinnen Williams coming in at 63. Quincy Williams at 76 and Breece Hall at 81. Breece Hall and Christian McCaffrey are the only two running backs to make the ESPN Most Valuable Player top 100 list. So, two of the best running backs in the NFL, Breece Hall and Christian McCaffrey, make the list. And it's kind of solely based on analytics and stats. So, that's a good thing. I feel like, you know, it's pretty fact-based. So, those two, obviously, you know, two of the best at their position. I can confidently say that with Breece Hall coming off an ACL surgery, the alien that he is, the beast that he is, coming back and kind of just taking over the NFL on the ground and through the air is quite remarkable for a guy who, you know, I mean, people doubt, you know, players coming back from ACL tears. You know, how about a running back, right? Who's, you know, albeit young, but a serious leg injury, man. It's not, you know, it's hard to come back from. And remember, he didn't suffer it in preseason, right? He suffered it in, I believe, week 5 or week 6 of last season. So, it's tough. You know, it's a long road to recovery. It's definitely tough. And Brees came back better than ever. I think he finished like sixth, you know, in scrimmage yards in the NFL or something like that, close to it. He's been a beast. So hoping we can continue that dominance in 24 with Aaron Rodgers behind center. But Brees will definitely be helpful to Rodgers and the rest of the gang there. But with that said, yeah, I mean, it's a good list to be on. Sauce Gardner coming in at number 26 is actually cornerback number one on the top 100 list for ESPN there. The NFL Network comes out with their own list kind of in the summer, so we'll see what comes about there. But we'll be focused on the season by then, so we'll see. We'll post about it. We'll discuss it. But by then, we will definitely be full steam ahead for the 2024 campaign. But yeah, with that said, I mean, it's been a fun ride this season. Hoping we can go on next season way better, right? Way more exciting with Aaron Rodgers under center, and we can kind of feel the excitement again, right? I mean, I feel like training camp last year was so exciting, man. I was there for a couple practices in the summer. It was so, so, so exciting. Just Rodgers running out of the tunnel and everybody screaming his name. The drama with Dalvin Cook coming to camp as well. I remember that. It was crazy, and we just have to feel it again, right? I mean, you know, week one, you know, Monday night was insane. We got to feel that again. There's going to be a lot, right? I mean, the excitement should be through the roof for the 2024 season, and we'll be there, right? We'll be there, and we'll enjoy it every step of the way. So thank you guys for supporting throughout this entire season. I do really appreciate it. Make sure to follow my Instagram if you have not already, X or Twitter, at Near Jets Game Plan as well, and make sure to download all the episodes of this podcast. The support has been, you know, unwavering, right? I mean, I've gotten, you know, hundreds of DMs and, you know, comments and interactions throughout the year. So you guys are the best. Happy New Year to you all, and we are looking forward to a great 2024 campaign. So I'll see you guys next week for a bit more of a free agency, you know, kind of preview-ish video, see what free agents the Jets still need to re-sign. And yeah, kind of just a recap of the divisional round, see what you guys thought. And yeah, we'll be back next week with more Jets content, more NFL talk, and, you know, yeah, more sports world content. So see you guys then.